We've talked about the insurance and price barriers that cost so many practices a good portion of their would-be new patient traffic. Let's move on and talk about the last class of new patient no-shows, how to handle them, how to smoke them out. I'm talking about those prospects that are not sincere about showing up for their appointments. These are the not-so-well-intended class of patients that are so often referred to as deadbeats. How can you spot them? Well, first, let me ask you, do you really want to eliminate them from the practice? The reason I ask this is because you may be standing around right now with no one to treat. If that's the case, you'd be better off giving your callers the benefit of the doubt. On the other hand, some of you already are overwhelmed with patient volume, and you need to make sure that you've got your schedule filled with well-intended, high-quality patients. If you've got more than 25% of your peak demand times wide open, then maybe you don't need to do everything I'm going to say during this next small part of the presentation. But if you're 95% full during your high demand times, then pay close attention to what I'm about to say next. See, if you're already overrun with well-intended patients, you may want to use a few of these simple techniques to thin the ranks. If you do want to weed out these bogus appointments before they occur, go ahead and make the appointment using all the scripts and strategies that we've already presented. Now, assuming the new patient appointment is more than 24 hours away, call this patient back 24 hours after making their appointment. Ask them to give you some information over the telephone. Ask them if you can fax or email them a new patient form. Request that they send it back to you the same day in the same way, like email or fax. You may even want to go as far as offering them a bonus or discount for getting it sent back to you the same day. Now, after 24 hours, call them again to see if they've sent the information in. If this patient shows a reluctance to comply at any point along the way, you know you've got what's going to be a no-show. I even have some doctors who are so heavily booked that they ask the patient to pay a substantial deposit over the phone prior to the visit. I'm not suggesting that you go this far, but it is interesting to see how far some doctors will go to ensure that their schedule is filled with only the most sincere, well-intended new patients. All right, let's go on to stopping regular visit missed appointments. That is, those that are not new to the practice. These are individuals that have been into the practice on at least one other occasion. And this really constitutes a true system. See, a system involves multiple steps. All of them are essential, and a specific sequence of implementation is called for. That's a system. Here is the 5-step Whitehall perfected schedule system. Number 1, the patient profile. Number 2, the extensive contact list. Number 3, penalties. 4, criteria for implementing penalties. And 5, the default appointment failure system. All right, let's look at these one at a time. First, patient profile. We here at Whitehall also refer to this as the patient's appointment reliability profile, or APR. In other words, what's this person's chances of making or missing their next appointment? This is determined in two ways. First, by asking. That is, asking the new patient during their first visit if they usually would benefit from a reminder call prior to their next visit. Second, by looking at the patient's no-show or cancellation history with his practice. When the question is asked if they would like to have a reminder call before their next visit, it's important to watch the patient's facial reaction. If they're mildly insulted, you can rest assured that this person is one of those who are neurotically on time for their appointments. And no, they would never forget that they've made this appointment. They're going to be there. Then there are those that will display that sheepish grin that indicates that, yes, they do tend to need a reminder call. There are those that will take on an embarrassed blush that indicates that they will likely forget they've ever scheduled an appointment in your office before they even make it out to the parking lot in front of your building. Because we personally may fall at the acceptable end of this continuum, doesn't mean that such a ranking system isn't valid. The ranking I'm referring to is the natural tendency for personal punctuality that each of us possess. That's right, we all naturally fall into one of 4 categories of personal punctuality. There are those who are early for every occasion. We sometimes think of these people as nerds, but for whatever reason, that's who they've become. There are those who predictably are on time for everything. Nothing short of a natural disaster would make them late for an appointment. There are those who are chronically late. And finally, there are those who are so overwhelmed by the responsibilities and chaos of their own lives that they can forget they've made a doctor's appointment within minutes or hours after they've scheduled it. Yes, I know that you agree with this observation because each of you have known people that fit into all four of these categories. Now you're wondering what this has to do with the scheduling system. Well, let me show you. Do you remember how we decided when to start weeding out the insincere new patients? We gave you a continuum of difficulty to offer these people who had already made an appointment. This was done in the form of paperwork that they were asked to send in prior to their scheduled visit. This was done in an effort to reserve your peak time appointments for those who are well-intended. Do you recall how we only recommended this weeding out to those of you who were already measurably over-demanded during the peak times of your day? Well, the same applies when you're profiling patients prior to reappointing them. If you're sitting around with too few patients to treat, work to profile your patients in the most discreet manner possible. You simply ask them if they would benefit from a reminder call. If you're busy and you find that most no-shows could have been replaced with well-intended people, then turn up the heat a bit and ask them if they usually find it difficult to remember their appointments and to be on time. In other words, you're more direct. And finally, if your peak times are completely full, go ahead and lay out the four patient profiles just the way I laid them out to you earlier. That's right. You lay it out plain and simple. You ask the patient if one of these applies to you. In other words, are you early for every occasion? Are you predictably on time for everything short of a natural disaster, making it impossible? Number three, do you tend to show up a little late? Number four, is your life so stressed and are you so overwhelmed with the responsibilities of your day-to-day life that you have a very difficult time remembering your doctor's appointments? After describing these, you would then say, Mrs. Jones, which one of these would you say best describes you? Now, I know some of you are cringing just thinking about this level of confrontation, but let's face it. If you're already full during your peak hours, every missed appointment will cost you dearly, both in lost revenue and in wasted overhead. Remember, you only resort to this higher confront profiling if your practice is really full during peak demand times. You see, profiling isn't just done to weed out patients. It's also done to identify which patients will require special attention from your appointment manager, who's also known as your receptionist. This allows you to maximize the use of your available follow-up staff, only making remainder calls where there's a highly likelihood of a failed appointment. All right, let's go on to point number two of the five-step system for stopping missed appointments, creating an extensive contact list. You know, there was a time in the not-too-distant past when you really couldn't reach people except at home or at work. Today, there are few people that cannot be reached at any hour of the day, even when they're traveling away from home. It's not unusual for one of my daughters to call and talk to me on my cell phone without them even realizing that I'm in another state. In one instance, I was actually in another country, and my daughter never knew that I wasn't just down the street. I didn't have a sophisticated Iridium satellite phone. It was just an AT&T one-rate plan. If you'll apply the techniques that I'm about to demonstrate, you can literally perfect your schedule. Now, whether you want to commit the staff hours it would take to actually create a no-show-free schedule is really up to you. Remember, if you use the profiling techniques outlined in the first step of the system, your existing staff will be able to focus on the patients most likely to fail. The profile tells you who to focus on. The extensive contact list makes it possible to reach them with the necessary support that will be required to get them into the office on schedule.